Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There are two things that happen in this game that if Kansas City misses the postseason or Kansas City gets eliminated early, these are things that we know are problems with the Chiefs. And in my opinion, they have done very little to try to solve these things. Let's start with their special teams. We were talking about a little bit earlier when Nico Remigio, and I don't want him on kick or punt return anymore. I think you can find more explosiveness at those positions that could really help shift the momentum and balance of a game. And I don't think the Chiefs are getting the most out of it from a kick return standpoint. At this point, it is laughable how many penalties they create on special teams. It's impossible to get any momentum in your special teams when you create as many penalties as they have. That is a sign to me of discipline and a well-coached, well-oiled unit. And no one can say right now that they are watching this team on special teams and they feel like they have a well-oiled unit when it comes to the special teams. I don't think this team is going to blow out a lot of their opponents over the next couple of weeks. The Dallas game is going to be close. The Houston game is going to be close. Denver, Los Angeles, like they are just going to find themselves in close one-score situations. Man, they can't continue to have a potential big special teams return get taken off the board because of a penalty. They can't continue to have drives that start at the 10 or 15 because you committed a holding penalty or an illegal block in the back. I mean, they committed 4 special teams penalties yesterday. That's unacceptable. It's really unacceptable from a team that is as cohesive as the Chiefs have been. It's not like it's a lot of new guys that we're talking about, and from a team that has one of the most respected special teams coaches in the history of the sport. We're talking about Dave Tobe's been doing this now for 20 years. He coached Devin Hester. That's how long Dave Tobe has been around. He's been doing this 15, 20 years. Their special teams unit is not reflective of a team that has a long-standing, very respected guy who was interviewing for head coaching jobs. Their special teams unit is not reflective of that. We've seen that cost them. And right now, while you're playing with very little margin for error, when you got to go 6-1 down the stretch, man, that one play, that one penalty, that one mistake, that can be the difference in you winning and losing against these teams. They got to clean up the special teams issues that they have had so far this season. And no one's saying you got to be a dynamic special teams. Right now, their kick and punt return units are a negative for their team. It's a negative for the team. You got to get it to at least be a neutral. Doesn't help you, doesn't hurt you. But right now, the amount of penalties that they have on special teams, Rob, they end up being a negative for this team, and that cannot go on as every game that they have basically the rest of the way feels like a playoff game.
I mean, earlier in the year, we pointed out the special teams issues, and the easier ones to identify is missed kicks. But man, it's everything. And the kicking was good on Sunday, so I don't mean to Harrison Butker catch a stray there, but every other element of their special teams, it's just bad. Nico Remigio is bad. I also would tell you, how many times did, when the Colts received a punt, it felt like they were on the brink of a big return, and they were getting positive yards in their return game. It just, it's been a bad unit. Now, the NFL doesn't disclose how much assistant coaches make, so I don't know. My guess.
I'm guessing he's one of the highest paid special team coaches in the league. That's what I'm going to guess.
1-1 among special teams coaches. If not him, it's the guy who coached the Raiders for a while, now with the Packers. Bisaccia, whatever his name is. He's one of the top two most expensive special teams coordinators. Special teams coordinating is coverage and all the stuff. His coverage units have been bad. His return units have been bad. There have been moments this year where the kicking has been bad. Kickoff issues. We've blamed Harrison Butker, and not that he's not part of the problem. You know who oversees that? Dave Tobe. So Dave Tobe's got to clean this up. And me and you know this, and the text line knows it, and we joke about it every August. Well, that 52nd and 53rd guy on the roster, those are Dave Tobe picks. He gets to make the final picks on the roster. If you're going to give this guy blank amount of money, if you're going to make him the ipso facto czar of the last two guys on the roster in the preseason, his roster, his unit can't be one of the worst in the NFL. I remember last week listening to the coordinator sound, he said, you know, we have a big week ahead of us. Our group is 22nd in the NFL. The Colts are 2. I noticed a staggering difference between the Colts and Chiefs special teams on Sunday. It was apparent.
Yeah, let's actually find that audio really quickly. Actually, I find it right here. We'll play it for you because just the acknowledgement, hey, our special teams unit is bad. I mean, he's telling you this last week before the game, and then they go out and they had a self-fulfilling prophecy last week.
It's speed everywhere. Chris Ballard is known for putting teams together that have a lot of speed. You know, I was with him, you know, at two different spots, and he takes a lot of he knows how important special teams are, you know, is and on a team, and he's got a lot of personnel, really good personnel over there. You know, in our ranking system that we use, they're 2. We're not too good after last week. I mean, obviously we're like 22. So, I mean, you got 22 versus 2. You know, that gets your guys' attention. I mean, and then you see it on tape. The speed is across the board.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Great speed, great returners. You know, there's this. It's like pick your poison. Who are you going to kick to? They're all good. Doolin's good. Abdullah's good. I mean, so got our hands full.
You know. I mean, they had their hands full. And I give Tobe credit. You remember Harrison Butker was a problem for this team early on in the season. It feels like they have corrected the Harrison Butker issue. He was a problem for the first 4, 5, 6 games of the season. He committed a lot of penalties, a lot of mistakes that helped this team get off to a very slow start. And he was a major reason of why they won yesterday. So I don't want to make it seem like Tobe has not had any effect on the team. I give the coaching some credit for that and help him get him out on the other side. I mean, this team isn't talented enough. This team isn't good enough to routinely overcome the mistakes that they make when it comes to special teams, keeping it with that theme. Now, I already know what the text line is going to say. Well, it wasn't a penalty. He didn't do it. You're probably right. This is the 3rd time this season, 4th time this season that the Chiefs have scored a touchdown and there has been a flag, and we all know exactly who the flag is on. So I'm with you. Did he grab his face mask? Did he not grab his face mask? Did he turn his head? It is a questionable call. No question about it. I'm not here to argue that. But we have to acknowledge that the brand that Juwan Taylor has created in playing right tackle, he is just always going to get more attention than everybody else because of the amount of penalties that he has created. So I'm not saying you're causing all the trouble, but usually when trouble has been created here at this school, you are normally in the middle of it. So maybe you didn't do it this time. Hey, we go up to you. Hey, somebody, no, it wasn't me. I didn't do it this time. Nobody believes you. Hey, I told you I didn't do it. That happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But yesterday, some of why the Chiefs have put themselves in this pressurized situation where everything feels like it's a must win because everything is a must win. Man, they did a lot of those things yesterday in the game. They had a touchdown that was overturned because of a penalty that was brought back that could have ended up being a major, major swing in the game and what contributes to some of their red zone issues. It's the special teams issues that they have. The Chiefs didn't play a perfect, or I would say a super clean game. The Chiefs did what normally they do. They were able to lock in the final 7 to 8 minutes of this thing and figure out a way to win. But I don't want to make it seem like this win doesn't come without questions or flaws. And if this team is going to be able to do it, and they're going to have to do it against some good football teams, Dallas is a capable team. Denver, Los Angeles, man, you can't continue to have touchdowns to get negated because of a penalty. You can't continue to make some of these mistakes on a week in, week out basis that you have to overcome the way that they have.
I don't even want to look at the text line right now, because we know that the conversation about Juwan Taylor's penalty is going to pivot from, well, it wasn't really a penalty, and then the whole challenge nonsense that transpired. I don't want to have those conversations. If you are a guy who is consistently penalized, you are going to be targeted by the refs.
100%.
It happens in every sport. Like, Carrington, you and I like basketball. If you are a guy who is constantly fouling in basketball, you're going to get caught with more ticky-tack calls than a guy who plays clean. Ron Artest for the older era. You know what Ron Artest got? A lot of ticky-tack calls. You know why? They're keeping an eye on you. This is not some massive conspiracy. Chris Collinsworth pointed out, and that's why the refs start looking at him. We pulled the numbers at one point last season. He was terrible in Jacksonville with penalties. He's been terrible in Kansas City with penalties. This isn't some, you know, if they were only watching him because of Collinsworth or whatever. They're watching him because he is grabby and very rarely lined up correctly. So I feel like it's a broken record. I could just cut, copy, and play what I said after week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and now 11. Juwan Taylor's got to clean up the penalties. It's maybe unfair that a guy who gets penalized as much as him gets, you know, the eye of the ref the way he does, but that's sports, man. I'm sorry. It's going to be what it's going to be. You can't keep grabbing. You can't keep finding your hands around someone's face mask. You can't be right on the edge of the whistle. You can't be jumping right at the whiff of the snap count. Like, you're going to have to be a little bit more conservative, and yet again, he finds himself in these situations because he's in bad situations and the refs seem to be having extra eyeball on him at all times.
Yeah, and I think at least for me and kind of maybe what I'm dealing with on a, I guess, analysis basis is, are these true characteristics of the team? Because so far this season, pretty routinely, they have had to overcome a Juwan Taylor mistake. And in years past, they were good enough to overcome those mistakes. Is this year's team good enough to do this? Maybe this is just the first time that I've noticed these special teams mistakes, and I'm seeing people on the text line saying it's been like this for a while. But when you go 15-2 like you did last year, and you're just better than everybody else, and you're winning a majority of these games, I don't know if we're spending as much time talking about the couple of times that they got a special teams penalty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.